Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come on each Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call this same number that you called in this morning. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and regular church service starts at 10:45 a.m. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. They have Bible studies every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at noon, you can call into this number and listen to it live. But that will be noon Eastern Standard Time. And every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, they have Bible studies at their location. Amen. Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on YouTube, on Facebook, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross that river.
My Lord,
I want to be free from sin. Oh,
life
is over. Woo! Just wanna have eternal life.
glory to God. You can come on in. Anybody looking to hear those words? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now, I'm going to make you ruler over many. I've seen your life. I've seen your stance. I've seen your works. I've seen how you represented me. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I want to see the streets of gold because they say the half has never been told. See, God only gave us a glimpse of how beautiful and how magnificent and how glorious, how amazing heaven is. That creates a thirst, a wanting, a desiring. I don't know about you, but I'll be glad when I get there just to see all of his goodness, all of his glory, all of his splendor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, good morning. Thanks again for calling in. We're going to get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Starting at verse 5. Ephesians, sixth chapter, starting at verse 5. And it reads, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. I want to read verse 6 again. It says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. The title of the message this morning is Ministry at Work. Ministry at Work. Let us pray. Father, thank you once again for waking us up this morning to see this day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, Father, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us, to equip us, to make us ready, to build us up, to encourage us, Father, to strengthen us, to go into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, God. Your word that forgives, your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that heals, your word that sets free, God, those who are captive and bound in the life of sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to be the ultimate sacrifice, to be the example . And thank you, Father, for raising him up on the third day and receiving his precious, sinless, victorious blood into heaven, that we may have access to you, Father. Thank you for Holy Spirit, for his comforting, for his leading, for his guidance, for his teaching. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name, God. Thank you for your goodness, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. And thank you, Father, for giving us life. And not just life, but that more abundantly. Now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, Father, that we may go and do what you called us to do, seeking and saving that which is lost. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Ministry at work. Now, that can be twofold. One being ministering while you at work, on your job, ministering on your job. But it's a twofold. The other one is putting the ministry into action. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Putting the ministry into action. Ministry at work. Let's look at ministry. Ministry. The office, duties, or functions of the minister. The office, duties, or functions of a minister. Ministry is a person or thing through which something is accomplished, an agency. On last week, we spoke about being special agents in the kingdom of God. So we work for the agency of the kingdom of God. Being instrumentality, understanding that we're instruments being used by God. Another thing that was said last week is that we've been specifically chosen for a particular direction. So whatever your instrument is, whatever your gift, your talents, your skills, your abilities, whatever they are, those are your instruments. But understanding that we are only instruments being used to put the ministry in action. Ministry, the building in which the business of a ministry is transacted. Now, when we look at the word building, yes, we can picture this place that we all meet up to go and have quote-unquote church services. But the building is also called a body. See, we are the body of Christ. We are the building. We are the church. Says where two or three are gathered together. As touching and agreeing on anything, Jesus is in the midst. So right now, this building is coming to action. The building in which the business of a ministry is transacted. I think about when Mary and Joseph was looking for Jesus. And when they finally found him, his response was, "Did you not know that I would be about my father's business?" We're all here to be about our father's business. Doing the will of God. Let's look at verse 6 again. It says, not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ. That's the most important thing right there. Servants of Christ. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever our job or title status is, we must first have the instrumentality that we are servants of Christ. Doing the will of God, that's what I wanted to point out. Doing the will of God from the heart. See, when you do it from the heart, it's effortless. Because you're doing it willingly. You're not being forced or made to do it. You're doing what you want to do. You're doing what you love doing. The will of God. Let's look at the will of God. 1 Peter 3 and 9 says, doing the will of God. 1 Peter 3 and 9. And it reads, I believe it's 2 Peter 3:9. It is 2 Peter 3:9. But I mean, we can read 1 Peter 3:9. Says, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. That's that, having that instrumentality. It says, knowing that ye are thereunto called, as the title last week was chosen. We've been chosen and sent to do this work that Jesus started. Now let's go to 2 Peter 3:9. And it reads, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Those shouting words right there. Long-suffering to usward. Took me 25 years to come into the kingdom. Long-suffering. So glad I made it. Glory to God. Not willing that any should perish. See, this is the will of God. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the will of God. So we should have that mentality. Not willing that any should perish. And that perish meaning spiritually, meaning going to hell. Not the natural death. So that should be our mentality, that we don't want anyone to perish, but that they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they all should come to repentance, doing the will of God. Let's go to St. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. And it reads, go ye therefore, this is Jesus, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Ministry at work. He commissioned them to go. He commissioned them to teach all nations. He commissioned them to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And he commissioned them to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. See, when people see quote-unquote Christians, born-again believers, sons and daughters of God, we should stand out. We should stick out. Because it says that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are peculiar people. We're different. So we should not be blending in with the world. It says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't conform to this world. We are to stand out. People should come up to us and ask, what is it about you that makes you so different? That's the type of lives that we should be living. How we respond and how we react, it should cause others to question, what is it about him? What is it about her? Ministry at work. Let's go to chapter 24. Stay in Matthew. Matthew 24, chapter, verse 14. And it reads, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So we have a work all the way up to the end. We should always be at work. We should always share the gospel. We should always be examples, live lives that will cause people to ask questions. What must I do to be saved? That's the question we want to hear. Because they're watching ministry at work. 2 Corinthians, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 17. And it reads, Second Corinthians 5, starting at verse 17. And it reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. It says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And verse 19 says that God was in Christ. So we're in Christ. And God is in Christ, meaning that God is in us, reconciling the world unto himself. So we are that ministry at work, that ministry that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. That's what we should be doing. That's how we should be living. Let's go to Ephesians 4. before we go there, it says, old things are passed away. Behold, now all things are become new. That's what makes us different. We're new creatures. We're new creations. Something that has never been. That's why we stand out. Because we're not a part of the world. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We're different, so we should act different. A lot of Christians try to manipulate and deceive and trick people into coming to the Lord. But we don't have to do that. All we have to do is be ourselves, be who we are. Living epistles, embrace the difference, embrace being peculiar. Just do what God has called us to do. Ephesians 4. Starting at verse 7. Ministry at work. Ephesians 4, verse 7 says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Everyone has a gift. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? The lower parts of the earth is hell. So when he died on the cross, before he went to heaven, he went to hell. He went to hell to take the keys from Satan, to strip him, to make him an open shame, to show those who were working for him, those fallen angels, those demonic spirits, those evil agents, made an open show of Satan, stripped him naked of all of his power. That's what this is saying. Said, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. These are what we call the fivefold ministries, the different offices of the ministry. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. This is what it's for. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Perfect man, not speaking of being sinless. Y'all know how I love that word perfect, but being fulfilled, being at a level that has reached its fullest maturity, being whole, being complete, lacking nothing, wanting nothing. That's what perfect means. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, till we all come to the unity of the faith. We have so many believers that don't believe the same thing. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. See, we're the body of Christ unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He's the head. And what's on the head flows to the body. So that's how we should act. Just like Jesus. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, immature, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, every time the latest news pop up. Did you hear that? Did you hear what they said? The sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. This is the world's agenda. They lie in wait to deceive. And I look at that word lie twofold. They lie in wait, meaning that they're laying prostrate, waiting to deceive, waiting for that time to deceive. And then they literally lie. Because they're operating under the demonic influence of Satan, who is the father of lies. So they literally and purposely lie, tell lies. In wait to deceive. Verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love. This is what the body of Christ should be doing. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. A lot of people say you need to grow up. But this says grow up in him. In all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, everyone has a gift. Everyone has a specific assignment in this work called ministry, which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ministry at work. Let's look at work. Work. Work, the verb form of work. Work in action means to bring to pass, to effect, to set or keep in motion, operation or activity. To set or keep in motion, operation or activity. Jesus started the work. But he said, greater works than these shall ye do, because I must go to my Father. Started the work, then he assigned the work to us. So we are to keep that work in motion. Keep that work in operation, causing it to operate or produce, reproducing sons and daughters. Because remember, God's will is not for any to perish, but that all come to repentance. Work, to function or operate according to plan or design. God has a plan, and that plan is that the world will be destroyed by fire. This earth will be destroyed by fire. That's the judgment of sin. So before that happens, we are to be seeking and saving that which is lost. Because it's a plan that has been designed by God. Work, to greet and talk with in a friendly way, in order to ingratiate oneself or achieve a purpose. To greet and talk with in a friendly way in order to ingratiate oneself or achieve a purpose. The word ingratiate means to gain favor or favorable acceptance for by deliberate effort. So it's all about our approach. It's all about our spirit. All about our intentions. Let's go to St. Matthew. St. Matthew's 10th chapter. This should be our approach. It says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. So right there we have to understand where we are. We're in the midst of wolves. Sheep don't hang around wolves. So we're in, as they say, unfamiliar territory. Says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That's our approach. That's how we ingratiate ourselves. That's how we gain favor or favorable acceptance, by deliberately being wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That type of approach only comes from God. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. We must be strategic, not cunning, not deceiving, but wise. Ministry at work. One definition of ministry says, that a person or thing through which something is accomplished. So we have to understand that God is working through us. That's why we must yield ourselves. We must surrender. We must decrease that he may increase. Work means to bring to pass, to effect. Effect, that word effect means to cause to come into being. To bring about, often by surmounting obstacles. Accomplished. Someone is always watching. Someone is always watching. Effect means to put into operation. The verb effect goes beyond mere influence. Yes, we must be influential and we must, you know, be impactful, but it says that it goes beyond mere influence. It refers to actual achievement of a final result. So wherever we are, we're not doing the adjusting. The environment is adjusting to us. That's being effective. But if the environment is not adjusting to us, We have to ask why. See, the world should not be comfortable around the body of Christ. I remember when I used to drink and I would ride past a church or a graveyard. Even though I was doing what I was doing, drinking and driving for one, under the influence, I still had the respect to not drink while I was riding by a church or a graveyard, or even if I rode by someone who I knew were a Christian. That's the effect that we should have. That when they're around us, that they're different, that they change, that they don't normally act the way that they do. Meaning that if they cuss around us, they catch themselves and say, "Oh, my bad," or "I'm sorry," or "I didn't mean to offend you." Because of the lives that we live. Let the life I live speak for me. That should be our mindset. Let the life that I live speak for me. Preach the gospel and when or if necessary, use words. Preach the gospel. And when or if necessary, use words. Let's go to St. John 14 and 12. St. John 14 and 12. Ministry at work. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." So the question is, first of all, are you a believer? And if you're a believer, the second question is, are you doing greater works than what Jesus did? And if not, why? Why not? Because we are the examples. We are the servants of Christ. We are the ministry at work. Let the life I live speak for me. Let the life I live speak for me. In all I do, I will glorify you. Let the life I live speak for me. Let the life I live speak for me. Let the life I live speak for me. In all I do, I will go by you. Let the light I live, 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 speak for me. Your glory, for your glory, your glory, for your glory, let the life I live speak for me. Ministry at work. Let the life you live speak for you. Preach the gospel, and when or if necessary, use words, because it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all may come to repentance and to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us of our purpose, our mission, our ministry, our work. Now help us, Father, to walk in that which you have called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Go and be that ministry at work. Be the example. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.